Good morning, members of the commission, staff, ladies and gentlemen. The planning commission is now in session. We have a few rules and procedures we'd like you to follow in today's hearing to help us expedite the meeting. First, everyone will be given an opportunity to be heard. When it is your turn to speak, please come to the podium, state your name and address clearly for the record. The applicant and those in favor will be heard, then those opposed will be heard. After that, we will allow for rebuttal and, if necessary, surrebuttal. After all the hearing speakers have been heard, the hearing will be closed. At that point, additional comments from the public will not be allowed unless one of the commissioners asks that the hearing be reopened. Finally, the commission will discuss the application, make motions, and vote to reach a decision. If you're not satisfied with the commission's decision, you may be able to appeal the decision to the Board of Supervisors. Appeals must be filed within a specified period of time after today's hearing, and you can check with staff for the procedures to follow in filing your appeal. Please make sure your mobile phones and pagers are on mute. Thank you. Commissioner Hill, will you lead us in the flag salute, please?
Stand. Let's salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we have roll call, I want to introduce our new commissioner, David. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome aboard.
Thanks, sir.
There's no turning back.
No.
Okay. Now, may we have roll call?
Commissioner Rabian.
Here.
Commissioner Borchardt.
Speak up.
Stay here.
Oh, here.
Commissioner Carver?
Here.
Commissioner Chata?
Yeah.
Commissioner Quist?
Here.
Commissioner Wolf is absent. Commissioner Zante?
Here.
Vice Chair Hill?
Here.
Chairman Abrahamian?
Here. Okay, the first item on the agenda would be the consent agenda. There are no consent agenda items on this for today. The next item would be the regular agenda, public presentations. This portion is reserved for anyone in the audience who would wish to address the Planning Commission on any matter within our jurisdiction, but not on the agenda. Is there anyone that wishes to address the Commission at this time? Seeing none, we'll go to the regular agenda. Number two has been postponed. and that has not been postponed to a date certain.
No, it hasn't. We will renotice the meeting once we have a date certain.
Next item, number three.
Regular agenda item number three, unclassified conditional use permit number 3780 and initial study number 8527 filed by Rachel Reynolds, MET3 Wireless, LLC, proposing to allow the installation of a 130-foot tall monopine-style co-locatable wireless telecommunications tower and related facilities on a 20-acre parcel located in the AE20 Zone District. The subject parcel is located on the northwest corner of West Althea Avenue and North Cambria Avenue, approximately 12 miles west of the city of Fireball.
Good morning, Chairman and member of the Planning Commission. My name is Elise Alvarez, the Department of Public Works and Planning, and I will be presenting this agenda item to you. The project is located 12 miles west from the city of Fireball, the little star on the map, on the northwest corner of West Althea Avenue and North Cambria Avenue. The subject parcel and surrounding properties are predominantly agricultural land and zoned AE20. These are the photos of the site as it currently is. And this is a site plan with where the proposed tower will be, which is on the east side of the property. The proposed tower will be 130 feet tall and a monopole style, as you see here. And the compound area will be a fenced enclosed area. The lease area is a total of 100 by 100 feet, with the compound area being 50 by 50 feet. These are the propagation maps provided by the applicant. The proposed tower is marked right there in blue. This is the before the proposed tower, and this would be if the tower is built with the coverage. And these are some photo simulations. This is the southeast, the south, and the southwest. Okay. So pursuant to the zoning ordinance, there are five findings that must be made in order to approve a conditional use permit: that the site is adequate in size and shape to accommodate the proposed use, that the streets and highways are adequate for use, that the project will have no adverse effects on surrounding properties, that the proposal is consistent with the general plan, and that the recommended conditions are deemed necessary to protect the public health, safety, and general welfare. Based on the factors cited in the analysis, staff has determined that the five findings can be made and therefore recommends the adoption of mitigation negative declaration for initial study 8527 and conditional use permit 3780. With the included mitigation measures, conditions of approval, and project notes. And that concludes my presentation, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. I saw there was on page 13, Exhibit 6, it showed some sites within a 5-mile radius. Were there any other towers in that area?
The applicant identified two towers within a 5-mile radius and then two right outside.
Were those the same company or a different company?
They put the reasonings in their research. I just don't know off the top of my head what they were. I believe they're already located on one of them. And then I don't remember the reasoning for the other one right now.
Okay. Any other questions of staff?
I have a question. Your first diagram for your coverage area, you don't have coverage on I-5 right now? Is that what it's indicating, or very scattered I-5 coverage?
It's not.
Exhibit 7, page 3.
Six.
Versus Exhibit 7, page 4. You had a purple diagram up there. Yeah.
So the I-5 is down. I don't know where the pointer is.
To the left there, that black one.
Yes. Yeah, so this is it's in the middle of the area, so it's not quite I-5. That line right there is the county line, and then I-5 is down. So the coverage is more between the two towers in the middle.
So basically, by installing this tower, you'll help with public safety in that area because you have a dead zone.
Correct.
That's my only question.
Any other questions?
Question. I noticed from the staff report that the school is 7.4 acres away and no public response, so the school doesn't have an issue with this, to your knowledge?
The closest school would be near, I think it was Dos Palos, and we didn't get a response from anybody.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you. The applicant come forward.
Good morning, Chairperson and members of the Commission. My name is Rachel Reynolds, and my address is 1414 K Street, 3rd floor, Sacramento, California, 95814. I represent Vertical Bridge for this unclassified conditional use permit number 3780 and initial study number 8527 that will allow the installation of the 130-foot tower, wireless telecommunications tower, and the associated equipment located at the northwest corner of West Althea Avenue and North Cambria Avenue. I represent Vertical Bridge. They'll be the owner of the proposed tower, and T-Mobile would be the anchor tenant that would be the first carrier to locate on the tower. Generally, in order to determine the need for coverage, the T-Mobile engineer assesses existing coverages using the maps and the simulations, and that's what's shown on the screen right now. That shows that there is a significant gap in coverage, and with the proposed site, it will allow more coverage in a vast majority of the rural area of Fresno. And yeah, it does cover a lot of the five, which is very important for the site as well. The proposed tower will be co-locatable for future carriers, and that's shown in the drawings. It shows the locations or the rad centers for two future carriers should they come to the tower. The monopole design was chosen for the proposed area as it's the least intrusive design for this open area where there's few trees, and that's shown further in the photo simulations that we saw in the presentation. We did have a public community outreach meeting where noticing went out to the residents who live in the area or tenants of the properties, and no one attended that meeting. Staff found that findings have been met and that no significant environmental impact would result from the installation of the proposed facility. Therefore, we're asking the commission to approve this critical infrastructure for this rural part of Fresno County. And I'm open for any questions that the commission might have.
Thank you. So you represent both Met 3 Wireless and Vertical Bridge?
Yeah, so I'm a vendor, Met 3, and we're working with Vertical Bridge, and okay, their carrier who would come to this tower is T-Mobile.
So is the applicant Met 3 Wireless?
Yeah, Met 3 submitted the application, but the tower owner will be Vertical Bridge.
Okay. Staff, in an instance like that, is there any... do you have to check on anything?
When an application is made, we verify that it's a legal lot, and we verify that the person making the application has an agent authorization form to represent them. So we do vet that issue.
Okay, very good. Any other questions of the applicant? Commissioner Carver?
Were the other poles within that 5-mile radius not able to take T-Mobile equipment?
So the two closest, and I know the question was asked of Elise. So one of them, the existing tower is T-Mobile, and you can see it at the lower the
can
lower
you use
tower.
Your pointer, please?
Is there a pointer?
Oh, should be.
Sure.
Please, thank
right
you.
Here, this is the existing T-Mobile. So all of these here, 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 and here are the existing T-Mobile towers. And you can see that in the previous slide, there was a coverage gap in this area because these towers primarily cover certain radiuses around just the tower. So primarily they were trying to get this area and part of the five. And so the other tower for Verizon, I believe, is located close to the outside area of the 5-mile radius. And that just wouldn't cover as much up here that they needed, and so they identified this tower as being necessary to provide that fuller coverage between their sites. And you can kind of see between these three, primarily having something closer into the middle of that area provides the best coverage.
Do you know what the height of some of the existing towers around there would be?
I do. Let me grab that. So there's, I don't have the exact height for the one directly below, but in general, the heights that have been approved in Fresno County range between 80 to 145 feet. So we're proposing 130 feet for this area to better coverage a larger portion of the property around it. And because of the co-location, the higher elevation is necessary. So other carriers would be more inclined to come so they can still have a pretty high coverage point for that rad center.
Mm-hmm. And there won't be any lights on this one?
No lights.
Okay.
There will be a lightning rod, but that's just per requirement.
Sure. Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Commissioner Quist?
So just to clarify, the property owner is John Bennett. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So perhaps this is to staff, but in an AE20, where you're putting up this pole, is there a requirement of the property owner and how they take care of the rest of that 20 acres?
No, the entitlement is focused on the area of the application.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cover the entirety of the parcel, just the area where they've delineated their use is going to be. A lot of applications, that is the same, one and the same, but in a case where you have a large parcel, we only address that. So that if they want to go do something on the remainder of the parcel, it's not encumbered by the other entitlement, the CUP.
Okay.
Any other questions? Thank you very much. Anyone else here to speak in support of this application? Is there anyone here to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing none, I will close the public portion of the hearing and bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion. Motions are on page 9.
I'll make a motion to approve it as recommended by staff.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Arabian to approve as per staff's recommendation.
I'll second.
And we have a second by Commissioner Zante. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Carried 8-0. Go to the next item, please. Number 4.
Regular agenda item number 4. Unclassified conditional use permit application number 3786. Amending CUP 3671 and environmental impact report number 7813. Luna Valley Solar Project filed by Luna Valley Solar One LLC. The project site is located on the west side of State Route 33, South Derrick Avenue, between West South Avenue and West Dinuba Avenue, bisected by West Manning Avenue and approximately 9 miles south of the city of Mendota.
Good morning, Chairman and members of the Commission. Jeremy Shaw with the Department of Public Works and Planning. This item pertains to the request to amend an existing approved conditional use permit, particularly just one mitigation measure that was approved along with the EIR that the Planning Commission certified when the CUP was approved. So this application proposes to allow modification of a particular mitigation measure requiring that the applicant enter into a secured agreement to fund repair of damage occurring to county roads resulting from the project construction. The proposed modification would remove the requirement for the secured agreement and replace it with an equal requirement to complete specified road repairs prior to inspection of final building permits. The project site is located along the west side of State Route 33, Derrick Avenue, roughly at the intersection of West Manning. And this slide shows the previously approved mitigation measure alongside the proposed modified mitigation measure. To be clear, the commission's decision here on this item pertains only to whether or not to approve or deny the modified mitigation measure. Will that affect the previously approved CUP? Pursuant to the zoning ordinance, there are 5 findings which must be made in order to approve a conditional use permit, as shown on this slide. In this case, staff is able to make all 5 of the required findings and therefore recommends that the Planning Commission approve unclassified conditional use permit application 3786, amending CUP 3671, and environmental impact report 7813, pertaining to the aforementioned modified mitigation measure. This concludes my presentation. I'm happy to address any questions from the commission.
Thank you very much. Any questions of staff?
My question is, I don't know that I've seen this before. So how was this initiated or why was this initiated?
The So this project has been in, and it's has been approved for several years, excuse me. And as part of that approval, they're required to comply with certain mitigation measures and conditions of approval. One of those was for a road repair agreement to that they would be funded by the applicant so that the County Roads Division could then affect repairs at some point in the future as they deem appropriate. So in discussions with between the applicant and the Roads Division, they determined that it would be more efficient to affect these repairs prior to the project being constructed. I believe that's how it's going to work out. And that it, rather than entering into the agreement for future repairs, that the repairs would be done ahead of time. And in order, and they came to that conclusion based on doing a pavement condition index study where a third party was contracted to go out and actually determine the existing condition of a certain stretch of Manning Avenue. And then that was the determination that was made, was that these particular repairs would be adequate to address any impacts from the construction of the project.
So did the city or the county initiate this, or the applicant initiate this?
I'm not sure about how the discussion originated, but it was sometime during the discussions between the applicant and the Roads Division that they came up with this proposal.
Okay. So
I agreed that it would, you know, it would be appropriate.
So then the county is sort of determining that the construction of this facility isn't going to damage the roads. The roads are already damaged, so that they need to be fixed in order before the construction.
Something like that. I mean, I think that it's more a question of the extent to which the condition of the road as it is today versus what they believe will be the result of the construction of the project on the road. And so they determined that this, as it described in the staff report, the particular type of repair that they are wanting would be adequate to address those impacts.
Any other questions?
I do. Jeremy, how many acres is in this solar project?
I believe it's somewhere between 1,200 and 1,300 acres. Not sure of the precise acreage.
And is there a map showing us how close it is to that road?
The project itself? Yeah.
Because I'm probably...
I mean, it's right up against State Route 33. I mean, it will be set back from the actual road right-of-way, according to county standards, but it's effectively right up against State Route 33 and West Manning Avenue.
If I might clarify, when they look at the road impacts, they don't look at just where the project is contiguous to county roads or state roads, but they also look at the haul route of where the heavy equipment that is part of the type of projects is going to be traveling, and they look at that impact. It's not just at the site itself, but the route to it.
I understand. Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy. The applicant come forward, please.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission. I'm James Kelly. Address is 5790 Fleet Street, Carlsbad, California, 92008. And happy to answer any questions that the commission may have.
Okay. Are there any questions of the applicant? You agree with the staff's report and recommendation and everything?
Yes, we do, and the recommendation was made in conjunction with the Roads Department of the county. They actually proposed the language we reviewed and accepted and are here today to pursue the amendment.
Okay. And the reason was, as stated earlier, doing it before is better than doing it after?
This language defines the mitigation better than the previous language, and the Roads Division agreed with that and actually proposed it, and we like that it's better defined as well. So we think this is a much better condition.
Okay. Any other questions of the applicant? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Kelly. Anyone else to speak in support of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Seeing none, I'll close the public portion of the hearing. Bring it back to the commission for motion and discussion, which can be found on page 5.
Item 21, I make a motion to this.
Okay, Commissioner Chata makes a motion to approve as per staff's recommendation.
Second.
And we have a second by Commissioner Quist. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 8-0. Vote. Item 5, information, discussion, staff?
Yeah. We have one new staff member, Edna. Stand up. She's going to be your new Joseph. Better looking version, but.
Mr. Potter is leaving?
No, he went and got promoted. But he's staying in my section, so I won't have to take care of that. And, so.
And the new staff member's name again?
Edna?
Edna.
Welcome, Edna.
Thank you. Welcome aboard.
So she'll be paralleling Joseph for a few times till we let her go solo, but I'm sure she'll do a great job for us.
Well, Joseph, I will miss your emails.
he'll still help her.
Yeah. He'll still be talking to you.
Okay. All right. Anything else as far as any other reports? Board is happy and
nothing else to report.
Okay, very good. This I'm sorry, Commissioner Chata, you had something to
say. I make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, it's official then. We're done. Thank you. David, I'm sorry this meeting went a little longer than most of them. So.
Not yet.
Better dry weather.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Only.